kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Isang grupo ng dating pinuno ng mga bombero ang nagsabi na dahil sa kawalan ng pamunuan tungkol sa pagbabago ng klima, kumikilos sila upang magdaos ng kanilang summit sa krisis ng sunog sa kabundukan. Ito ay nagaganap sa gitna ng babala na ang trahedyang Black Saturday ay maaaring maulit dahil walang ginagawang hakbang. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Biwa Kwan. Nakita ni Craig Lapsley ang sistema ng pagbangon sa sunog sa tinawag na Black Saturday noong 2009. Sinabi niya na kailangan ng pagkilos upang maiwasan ang pag-ulit ng ganitong pagkawala ng buhay na kung saan 173 tao ang nasawi.
The 2009 fires had a backdrop of 13 years of drought. The fuels were so dry. That's exactly what you're seeing in New South Wales and Queensland now. You're seeing long-term drought, which is impacting on fire behaviour that is different. And I think that's a fundamental issue. New South Wales Rural Fire Service this week have felt the pain of putting a backburn in, which is a legitimate tactic to put fire against fire. And that itself ran away in the night and caused impact on almost 20 houses or 20 dwellings or 20 structures. Now, I spoke to the commissioner myself. They were quite shocked by that. And you think about the firefighters that put that burn in, they'd be shocked themselves and probably traumatised that they put a fire in that then moved through their community. So it's got broad impacts. And the fact that we could see death, more destruction, displacement of communities are really key issues for Victoria to understand as we move into the season, but across Australia as we see it today.
Ang dating pinuno ng emergency service sa Victoria ay isa sa 29 na pinuno ng emerhensiya ng Climate Action, isang magkasamang grupo ng mga dating pinuno ng emergency services. Sinasabi nila na ang kakulangan ng pamunuan sa polisa ng pagbabago ng klima ay nagpilit sa kanila upang magbuo ng kanilang summit na pansamantalang itinakda sa Marso. Sinabi ng dating komisyoner ng Fire and Rescue New South Wales, Greg Mullins, na ang polisa ng gobyerno federal sa pagbabago ng klima ay nakakalungkot.
Look, unfortunately, on the climate change front, Australia is not pulling its weight. Every year for the past 5 years under this government, our emissions have gone up. We opposed more measures to reduce emissions internationally in Madrid, which is an international embarrassment for this country when we're burning. And in terms of bushfires, the government was asked back in April, we asked them to put more funding into aircraft in accordance with a business case that they've sat on for nearly 2 years. And it was only last week that the Prime Minister finally caved in and put in a bit of extra funding. But it's a one-off and a little bit too late. But it will be welcome to the fire services, I know.
Kasama sa mga dumalo sa summit ay ang naglilingkod sa pagsupil ng sunog, mga katutubong may-ari ng lupa, militar, profesional sa kalusugan, ang industriya sa siguro at lokal na gobyerno. Ang dating komisyoner ng Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, Lee Johnson, ay nagsabi na ang agenda ay magkakaroon ng epekto sa kalusugan at kung paanong mas magandang isama sa paraan ang pagpatay sa sunog. Itinagdag niyang ang uri ng banta sa sunog ay nagbago na ngayon at ang tradisyonal na paraan ng pagpatay nito ay hindi nagiging epektibo kaya dapat silang gumamit ng bagong pamamaraan.
One of the big factors, and I think increasing factor in the Queensland situation, for example, is the increase of urbanisation and creep of structures into the peri-urban or the rural-urban interface, if you like. So the number of buildings that are now built within the bush and surrounded by bush has definitely increased, obviously, over time as the population grows. And that puts more and more property at risk, therefore more and more people at risk. And the intensity of the fires under extreme or catastrophic fire conditions, fire weather that we've been having, means, well, you really can't fight these fires head on. Your building is not designed or built to withstand a firestorm from these kinds of fires. So it's just a very difficult situation and it needs a lot of research and a lot of good thought to come up with new ideas.
Ang pagsandal ng Australia sa kuryenteng pinatatakbo ng uling ay nagdala sa bansa para maging isa sa pinakamalaking nagbubuga ng usok sa mundo. Ipinagpipilitan ng gobyerno na natatagpusan na nila ang kanilang pangakong bawasan ng emisyon ng halos 26% sa gitna ng 2030 kumpara noong 2005. Pero sinasabi naman ng mga independenteng tagasuri na ang emisyon ay tumataas at mukhang hindi maaabot ng Australia ang kanilang target. Itinagdag ni Ginoong Mullins na gusto niyang makitang gumawa ng mas magandang hakbang ang gobyerno para madali ang madagdagan ng pagsisikap na bawasan ng emisyon.
Immediate things like additional money for aircraft, coordinating the military far better than it has been in the past when it was essentially ad hoc, working out what capabilities they can bring to bear to assist the emergency services. Medium-term measures to keep communities safe, and that includes building standards, community refuges, warning systems. But the long-term, we need to look after future generations. We must take our place amongst countries that are actually doing something about emissions and climate change, or this country will continue to burn and flood and be hit by mega cyclones.
Sinabi naman ni punong ministro Scott Morrison na naniniwala siyang ang pagbabago ng klima ay isa sa maraming dahilan sa likod ng napakainit na panahon, pero ipinagpipilitan pa ding gumagawa ang Australia ng kanilang bahagi upang lutasin ang problemang pangmundo tungkol sa pagbabago ng klima. Itinagdag niyang walang kapangyarihan ang Australia para tuluyang makagawa ng partikular na kaganapan sa sunog dahil ito ang dahilan ng 1.3% ng emisyon sa mundo.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.